back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. We will have open line coming up at 950-393-3700. Want to welcome in from the Wolverine, John Borton. Hello, John.
How you doing, Jack?
Just fine. Well, this is a big weekend for Michigan football. You had the Big Ten Network caravan there, and we'll be seeing that next week, and a lot of interest in what's going on this weekend in Seattle. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I mean, there's not a whole lot to report other than the fact that Team Michigan, including David Brandon, the AD, and Rich Rodriguez, and several officials are out with the NCAA Committee on Infractions, and basically they're going to present their case and answer any further questions that the NCAA has. Obviously, Michigan has already self-imposed penalties, and now the NCAA is going to go over everything, or has, with a fine-tooth comb and basically seek any further information or answers that it wants. So it'll be weeks before we know their final determination, but this is the last chance for Michigan to go face-to-face with the NCAA.
John, you know, I want to get more into the football thing about it. That's why we had you on. I didn't want to delve too much into it, but how much of a distraction has this been? Obviously, you know, they had single sessions this week, double start next week, and to have your coach have to hop on a plane, I mean, are the play? Do you think, do you get a read that the players are distracted about this, and maybe even recruits are looking at this as well? Some of these guys that are on the fence prior to commitments.
I would say the recruits are looking far more at what happens to Michigan in the first few weeks of the season, or the season as a whole. But it's, there's no doubt it's been a distraction. I mean, going all the way back to last fall, when you had players getting called out of meetings and out of their regular routine of the day to talk to the NCAA. And it's been a difficult thing. And I think Rich Rodriguez is really looking forward to getting this behind him. And he's pretty good at focusing and on football, but to have this hanging there, it's just it's been certainly a distraction for everyone.
Pressure is something that every college football coach has to deal with, and alumni pressure to win games. How do you think he's responded to this? Some people said that maybe they saw a different side of him, a little more irritable this year in Chicago.
Oh, I don't know. He didn't seem a whole lot different to me. He is so wanting to get all of this behind and coach football and see his team play good football, that maybe his tolerance for, suffering fools gladly at times has not been as much of a strong suit. But I just think that, I don't see a big difference with him. I think he's been kind of bent over backwards in some ways to really accommodate the media and not, snap any more than what he has. I just think that he has done a decent job of holding it together.
John Borton of the Wolverine, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. And John, when I look at this upcoming season, and I've shared with Jack my perceptions of where it's going to go. In my amazing blue colored glasses, I'm visioning 9-3. He asked me what I'm smoking when I say that. But am I caught too much up in the offense and the fact, and looking the other way, burying my head in the sand to how porous this defense could be, particularly the fact JT Turner's out of there now, and you got a secondary with just Troy Wolfolk with it, as far and Jort, Kovacs back there with any amount of experience?
The defense is a major concern, and then the secondary, like you mentioned. I mean, you're talking about you've lost some talent or potential talent there. JT Turner just never really worked out. He came in out of shape from the get-go, and it just never had put in the kind of effort to make it here. DeMar Dorsey could have been a huge talent, but he wasn't admitted. I think this is a defense that is thin on the back line without question, and unproven in some ways. Although you look at the particular parts up front in the front seven, you've got experience, you've got some tremendous players such as Mike Martin and Craig Rowe and several others. But defense I'm at the believe it when I see it stage with these guys. They really have to come along. No, I'm just saying, I think, and I've said this to our subscribers on several occasions, I think this is a team that will have to outscore people five or six times this year to really have the sort of year that they want to have.
Well, I've watched Mike Martin play since high school, and I can tell you he's one of the best defensive line prospects the state's ever put out, and he's going to be a great player this year for Michigan.
So is Brandon
and he's
Graham
be a
last
pro.
Year, you know?
Well, Brandon Graham was the best player in the Big Ten
but,
last
year.
What
I'm saying is you're focusing on one guy, on one down lineman, and it's at second, third levels. It is my concern. And, you know, John, I'm envisioning 450, 500 yards given up per week. That's my fear, and I think I might be dead on with that.
Well, I'm not going to deny it. Like I said, if you finish last in the Big Ten in several defensive categories, you don't come out predicting big things for the next year. You go out and prove it. So I think they've come along in some areas, but this is it. I will say this. There are a lot of ways in which this offense can help this defense and not just scoring more points. When you turn the ball over 30 times a year, close to it 2 years in a row, you're setting up a lot of points to be scored against your defense.
Right.
And if these quarterbacks who gained an awful lot of experience last year can suddenly hang on to it a little more, it's a whole different story.
We're talking with John Borton of the Wolverine. Do a great job there, that entire staff, covering Michigan football, Michigan sports.
Stability, longevity on that staff, experience.
Just like Bo Schembechler.
Really,
you get that same leadership.
You don't have any turnover
right
on that staff.
John, when we talk about Michigan football and the quarterback situation, three candidates now. Someone's not going to be thrilled with the way this all turns out, but they're going to play themselves into roster spots and positions on the depth chart. How do you see this battle playing out?
Well, I think we had a really good hint of it in the spring when Denard Robinson was taking the first snaps in the spring game. I think he has done such a terrific job of coming along since last year that, to me, he goes in as the odds-on favorite to start. Tate Forcier started all last year, but he is just when you hear Rich Rodriguez talk about him, you hear him talking about maturity and things like that. And Troy Wolfolk saying he hadn't shown up to all the summer drills. I think he's played himself into a situation where he really has to do some things here this fall to hang on to that spot.
Is he ahead of Devin Gardner right now?
I wouldn't say so.
So he's a third string quarterback.
No, Forcier's going to do Forcier's going to do like the family does. You know, they transfer. He's gone. I think he's out of the program in the near future. Don't you, John?
We'll see. I think he's got time to turn it around, but I do think that he needs to do that and show everyone, his coaches and his teammates, that he can be counted on.
All right, I thought Brandon Miner was a pretty good running back, and I watched him get some yards. Yeah, he did have some injury issues. But is Vincent Smith the answer there, John?
So much depends on how he comes back. Now, he hurt that tore the ACL in the Ohio State game. Rich Rodriguez says he's 100% for camp, but as you well know, having seen lots of guys try to come back from ACLs, there's always that period where, okay, is this going to hold up? And there's a little doubt in their mind. So I think that it's really going to depend on his confidence and ability to bounce back. But they've got a couple other guys that can jump in there as well, Fitzgerald Toussaint being one of them, the redshirt freshman.
How about Mike Shaw?
Mike Shaw, if he's available, could be the lead guy going in. But
still eligibility?
He's got some work to do in the classroom. And so he was not one of the three top guys mentioned by Rich Rodriguez when he was talking about this team and sizing him up. So, you know, the other guy was Mike Cox, and he did a very good job in the spring.
And he ran for governor and almost – no, that's not
John Borton of the Wolverine, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. And, John, you know, your website, the Wolverine, I mean, I'm on that all the time, and I go out to the fort where all the gurus are out there, and you had a poll out there trying to predicting where the season's going to be going. And between, you know, 34% of Michigan, these are obviously, you know, blue bellies, you know,
true
through
believers.
And through. Yeah. 34% had them going 8-4, and 25% 7-5. So 60% of these fans are in that 8-4, 7-5 category, and I've told Jack this all summer long. I don't think that gets it done for Rich Rodriguez. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it doesn't just come down to record. Honestly, Tom, because having sat with David Brandon one-on-one and hearing what he has to say, he says, look, I see this team closer, this and this program closer than anyone else
right.
that's not actually in the building every day. And I'm looking for more than win-loss. He's already seen what he wanted to see out of Rich Rodriguez in responding to the charges by the NCAA. He needs to see the team itself come along and just different factors about the program moving in the direction he wants to see. And if you combine that with, you know, 8-4, even 7-5, perhaps, mm-hmm. Say you throw a win over Michigan State in there, don't lose three in a row to the fellas in green. And, you know, I think that Rich Rodriguez could stay here. There's,
but on the other hand, if he loses to Sparty,
I didn't know Michigan State was this relevant in this series. This is a step up for Michigan State.
Can the condescending come
on? Yeah, Michigan State used to be just an afterthought on the way to the Ohio State game.
Yeah, three in a row, though, and David Brandon's phone would be lighting up.
Absolutely.
I have a strong feeling.
And John, beyond it, I'll get away from the record. But also what happens in Seattle that gets uncovered in October will have a lot to do with it.
They're going
to
be fine. The worst is over from that. I really think this is almost much ado about nothing.
What are your thoughts on that, John?
I would tend to agree with Jack. If the NCAA goes anything beyond what Michigan has already done, I think it would be a ridiculous overreach. And I think already you've got a situation where, you know, you better put major in quotation marks because – you're talking about too much time stretching, and you're talking about coaches knowing what players are doing in summer workouts. And if you can find me a major football program across the country where that is not the case, I will bow to you because it's just not – this should never have risen to the level that it has, but it did, and they're dealing with it. But that I just don't see where you can try to make this into an Alabama USC type of major violations because, quite frankly, it is not.
Right. I think that a lot of people might be looking for something that isn't there. This is not even what the basketball inquiry right. was. And this isn't an Ed Martin riding around with the cakes. This is totally different. So, Michigan's problems are on the field right now. They're not off the field.
They got plenty of those.
I want to welcome John back to us a number of times this season. We look forward to that. And tell us about the best way to get the Wolverine.
Well, I tell you what, we can hook you right up. Call 800-421-7751, and you can get the magazine, or just jump right onto the Wolverine.com, and you can get onto the website. This is a great time of year to do it because you'll be set for the season.
3 weeks from today, Michigan hosting UConn, and we'll know what Tom Crawford's mood is for the rest of the fall very shortly
right,
after.
Guys. The tone right there, John. Take care,
thanks
buddy.
Thanks a lot.
All right, John. We will be back with Open Line 393-3700, 393-3700, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.